Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for tuning in this weekend. Today's video is about the perfect country and western song. I don't know if you guys know about the perfect country and western song, but there's an old one. It starts off, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in my pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. Every country western song's got prison, mama, trucks, rain, trains. And so what does a perfect Good Guys to Great Men story sound like? When guys find us, when you're watching this video, sometimes the perfect story or the perfect song that brings men into this channel is one of pain. And if I was to write the perfect Good Guys to Great Men song, it would sound like my wife is in love with their boss and she isn't coming home at night and my dog's not talking to me and my kids aren't talking to me and I hate my job or my business partner is now screwed me. There's so many stories. Mine was, as you know, my wife doesn't like me anymore and she's moved out and she's seeing other men and my marriage is falling apart in the rain, in a truck, on a train. And I just want to tell you, this is a story that's common for a lot of guys who find this channel. They're looking for relief. They think they're looking to save their marriage. They're looking to get their wife back. They're looking to find more love, affection, appreciation. They want more sex. They want more intimacy. And yeah, we all want that. We all want those things. But there's something behind all those things. And that's what we're working on in the Good Guys to Great Men community. We're working on the things that creates the things you want. The facts, the circumstances, the fact that your mom got out of prison and she got run over by a train or whatever your story is, the really hard story, the facts are facts. But the way you experience this reality, the way you respond to your current situation now, to the fear and the sadness and the loneliness and that angst of that gutted feeling of not being able to spend time with your kids or have your marriage fail and be seen as a failure, finally winding up abandoned, living in a van down by the river, eating government cheese, we have these stories. And so what I want to tell you is that when guys get together and they tell these stories, we laugh. When good men get together, and I'm talking great men, I'm talking doctors and lawyers and engineers and technicians and businessmen, pilots, these guys, we're all good men working our butts off. All of us are really good men, hence the name Good Guys to Great Men. When we get to the end of a retreat and we find out the value of sharing your story, eye contact with another man, to talk about the pain and the agony of loss, the loss of connection. And then you start making connections with other men and you find out that things aren't as horrible as you think they are. Things do suck sometimes, but it doesn't mean your life sucks. So what I want to ask you is, who do you have in your life? Who do you have in your life who can listen to you, who you can be safe with, who you can be vulnerable with, who you can share your story, perhaps have an uncomfortable laugh about your story? If you don't have men in your life that you can feel safe around, you need to find at least one guy in your community, one guy in your church, one guy at work, or find someone in our community. Find me and my tribe is the safest place on the entire internet, the entire world, for men to come and tell their stories. And so what I would love for you is to consider looking at the Men of the Round Table community, which is a very affordable way to get involved in the community and start meeting other men. Find a way to connect. If it's virtual online, it can be very powerful. It can also be very powerful in person, but I want you to realize that the circumstances in your life, the ones that feel so crappy, aren't as bad as they seem when you connect with people who are safe for you to be vulnerable with. Yeah, big, strong men do get vulnerable, and we share stories, and we cry in front of each other, and we support each other. And that's what I want for you, is to offer you that opportunity in this community. And if you have any questions at all about how to get more involved and how to find that sense of peace and calmness and confidence and clarity in you while you are dealing with the facts in front of you, let me know. We will help you. We are here to just serve you any way we can. I hope you have a good weekend, brother. Take care. Bye-bye.